Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves in your down mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you because of your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are and that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forward. The Father will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forward in the name of Jesus. Father will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, requests, for most of all, for salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Anoint these lips of clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory in Jesus' name. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book, of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. And we're also going to be looking at verse 12. And the word of God reads in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. And it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears and to the doers of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we want to talk about you have a charge to keep. You have a charge to keep. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, according to 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. People of God, we are called to impact our world for Christ, regardless of the situations of life. Child of God, this is a call to commitment. These are your marching orders. Yes, the spiritual war is on. Are you ready for battle in this times and the hour that we are living in 23. This is the time to fulfill your Lord's command. And our command is that we have a charge to keep. When we look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging and commanding young Timothy here to turn away from these false teachers, those who have a form of godliness, a mere religion without power or spiritual life. When we look around in 2023, there are many false prophets gone throughout the land. They have a mere form of religion, but without no power or any spiritual life substance. Yes, beloved, as a child of God, we, as followers of Christ, we have a charge to keep. Just like the Apostle Paul was encouraging this young preacher by the name of Timothy, we are being encouraged here today in 2023. You see, when you talk about a charge to keep for a believer in Christ, you will experience external opposition. It will happen because all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. When we look at the word persecution, it means cruel and unfair treatment of a person or group, especially because of their religious or political belief or their race. I'm going to say that again. When we talk about the word persecution, it means cruel and unfair treatment of a person or group, especially because of their religious or political belief or their race. Here in 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until that day." Yes, the Apostle Paul told Timothy he was persecuted, that he was persuaded to cause someone to do something and believe it, especially after a sustainable effort. So believer in Christ, when a person is fully persuaded of something, him or her cannot be convinced that it is any other way than the way he or she believes that it is. I'm going to say this again. When a person is persuaded about something, he or she cannot be convinced that it is any other way than the way he or she believes that it is. Remember, in 2023, as a follower of Christ, you have a charge to keep, a command to uphold. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in a time and a season where people are swayed to and fro. They are distracted instead of being, hallelujah, instead of being participant. They are becoming spectators. Yes, people of God, when we look at statistically, a study has been taken as far as church attendance. Church attendance was done, and it was proven that if both mom and dad attend church services regularly, 72% of their children will remain faithful to their attendance at church and faithful to God. Yes, beloved, the charge, the command is to always remember and to act. Here in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 through 17, it says, "But continue thou in the things which thou have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ." You see, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly equipped unto all good works. Yes, beloved, not only did Timothy have the Apostle Paul and others included, even his own family, but the greatest of all them was the example of the Word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. You see, the young preacher named Timothy had known the Word of God even since early childhood. Yes, people of God, the Word of God is the tool of God, and it has the power to teach. It has the power to rebuke. It has the power to correct. It has the power to train up in righteousness. And the end result is that the person of God will be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Child of God, do you study the Word of God on a daily basis for yourself? We are commanded here in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, beloved, as a follower of Christ, as a believer in Christ, you have a charge to keep, a command to uphold. Child of God, the charge is validated by divine intervention. Yes, this is bare to be repeated. Child of God, the charge or the command is validated by divine intervention. See, the Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, verse 11, the B clause of the verse, what persecution I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, it says, for a reminder that concerning Timothy, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So people of God, no matter what the Apostle Paul went through, Jesus came to his aid. Beloved, Jesus do not set us up in order to crash. He sets us up in order to grow. Not only does Jesus come to the rescue, he also came to save us. You see, Jesus got involved in life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Yes, beloved, Jesus came. Jesus come to the rescue and to save, because he knows that one day he must come back in order to judge. Yes, believer in Christ, we are called as Christians to impact our world for Christ, regardless of the situations of life. Again, we are reminded as believers in Christ, we are called to impact our world for Christ, regardless of the situation of life that we may face on a daily basis. Yes, you have a charge to keep. The Apostle Paul asked Timothy Are you ready to keep your charge? So be the charge. Be the charge, which is focused on accountability. The charge that was given to Timothy is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. It says, preach the word. Be ready instantly, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Yes, believers in Christ, we are accountable to the word of God. You see, the word of God, the Bible, we cannot leave it sitting on the shelf. We must share it with others. We must tell others what it says, even if it is a word of correction or rebuke. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God has a plan. And how we share the word of God is just as important as sharing it. Bible says here in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look around in 2023, even in after the pandemic had ceased, even though we was able to go back to the church assembly, many people, including the church folks, have made a decision not to assemble together in an assembly that they have given us the permission to go back into. So we shouldn't be surprised. Because even in Jesus' time, while he was here on earth, there were false prophets at that particular time. And the truth be told, there are false prophets walking around throughout the land, bringing people to deception through false teaching of God's word. So here we are reminded again in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4. It says, for the time will come, which is now, the New Age movement that took its place is in the now. For the time will come when they, talking about the church, talking about those that once was on fire for Christ, those that have 101 foot in the church and 1 foot in the world, it says they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, the truth, they don't want to hear. They want to hear what and how I can do what I want to do. They will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is doctrine that is founded on absolute truth. Sound doctrine is scriptures that have been tested, and it still has power even in the days that we're living in. But a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Fables. How can you take the word of God and put it in the same category as fables? The word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down to the heart, piercing down to the depths of our heart, taking out that stony heart and giving us a heart of flesh where we can believe the truth, where we can stand on the truth of God's holy word, not taking away from it or adding to it. Yes, believer in Christ, you must be ready at all times to comfort the afflicted because of our culture that we are living in. Our culture is desperate, looking for a word of hope. Are you willing, as a born-again believer, to offer to the world the hope that lies within you? To offer to the world the word of God that can bring about change in their lives? Yes, beloved, you have a charge to keep. You have a command from the Lord to uphold. Yes, child of God, you are accountable to share the truth regardless of what the world may want. Sharing the truth in season and out of season. Beloved, we are accountable. So we must endure hardship. We must discharge the word of God like a rifle, which is all of our duties. You see, the ministry must go forward. The question is, in 2023, will you receive your commission and serve? Or will you just be concerned about me, myself, and I? You see, God wants us to get to a place to where we are not selfish, but we are selfless. So, beloved, we have a charge to keep. And we also have a God to glorify. So, child of God, God has seated you with Christ in heavenly places to reign with him forever. So, beloved, people of God, the day is soon coming when we will experience all that God has promised to us. You see, God is going to make a new heaven and earth. An earth that will be perfected, in which there will be no more suffering and no more death. And we shall live eternally, ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about that you have a charge to keep. a command from the Lord. We have our marching orders in order to go on a little bit further in the things of God. Because if God be for us, who or what can be against us in these times that we are living in? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. The word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will abide with us forever and ever. So, believer in Christ, we owe God so much that we could never, ever repay. We could never even begin to pay him. Beloved, there is one thing that we must do. We must walk worthy of our calling. See, as a child of God, you must walk worthy of the honored position to which God has exalted you to. As a child of God, a believer in Christ, you must walk worthy of the honored position to which God has exalted you. When we look here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, it says, the way to walk worthy is to first know that as a person who believes in Jesus Christ and has become a member of God's people and of God's church, it is a privilege as you have experienced the born again experience, the rebirth that happened spiritually. So you as a child of God must walk in humility with all meekness. You must walk with long suffering, forbearing others in love. As believers in Christ, we must please God in our duties day by day, in our living in 2023. You see, whether you are at work, at play, at school, at church, at home, and with your neighbors, with your fellow believers, family and friends, we must not change. So the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, beloved, the purpose for walking worthy could be found in Ephesians 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Yes, beloved, we as believers in Christ also work at keeping the peace so that we could stay bound together in the unity of God's Spirit. Yes, beloved, child of God, children of God, we are to work at keeping the peace so that we can stay bound up, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up together in the unity of God's Spirit. Hallelujah.
Bye. need thee, oh, I need thee.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We are so grateful and thankful this night. Hallelujah, for everything that the Lord is doing, has done, and will do. And hallelujah. Thank the Lord for everything that we thank God for each and every one that have tuned in, those that have been tuning in at a later date. We just touch, we want to touch and agree with you, whatever you are believing God for in 2023, that through his grace, his mercy, and his love, and doing according to his time, his timeline, that he will intervene whatever you are believing him for, if it's according to his will. From this day forward, we thank God for each and every one that have been faithfully praying for us on a daily basis. We just appreciate God for you. Continue to do so, that we may be able to continue to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. As you pray for us, we'll pray for you. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God again for the use of the internet, that we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach a global level. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, according to the Word of God, it says again here in the book of 2 Timothy 3, verse 11, the because of the verse. With persecution I endure, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. This is, hallelujah, the Apostle Paul speaking and setting the example for us as well as for others on to endure regardless of what the enemy is trying to do at this hour in 2023. Yes, we are reminded in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Yes, beloved, we as believers in Christ are to work at keeping the peace so that we can stay bound together in the unity of the Spirit of God. You see, as Christians, we are to work at keeping the peace so that we can stay bound together in the unity of God's Spirit. Beloved God, Jesus Christ has broken down all walls and barriers that exist between men. Everyone can now be saved because of the work of Jesus Christ. All nationality, all people, all languages. Beloved, we must understand that every person is precious in the sight of God. When a person approaches God through Jesus Christ, he or she comes like everyone else on the same ground and on the same level. He or she is no better or no worse than anyone else. He or she is standing in need for God's forgiveness and is bowing before Jesus Christ and accepting him as Lord and Savior of their lives. He or she is subjecting themselves to become a servant of Jesus Christ. You see, wealth, position, and social status, it is all forgotten. The only thing that matters is the salvation and life which Christ offered. When we look at the book of 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. It says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Here the Apostle Paul is given a charge, a command to the church. Yes, Ephesians 4, verse 4 through 6 says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Again, we are talking about you have a charge to keep. And also a God to glorify. We are reminded, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the word of God is awesome. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is like a hammer, breaking things to pieces. Child of God, a charge is a duty and also a responsibility that must be obeyed. It is a lifetime command, which encourages us to continue in the sound doctrine of the word of God. As a believer in Christ, we must keep the charge and we must glorify our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. When we look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 22:6, it said, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, it will be ingrained in the word of God in his or her life, no matter how far they have gone or how backslidden they have become. The word of God will still speak. So we as ministers of the Lord, we must teach and preach the Bible and nothing else but the Bible, because the word of God has power. I am reminded here in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2. It says, and the things that thou have learned and have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Yes, believers in Christ, a question may be asked at this hour. What happens when we keep the charge and when we glorify God, our Father? Child of God, so that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper, and to prosper continuously, so that your legacy can continue. Beloved, it will be up to the young people that is coming behind us as adults, that will hold up the line and keep it going on a religious basis. Yes, people of God, it is up to us to train our children the right way, to train the young people, the next generation that is coming behind us, in order for them to keep the charge, to keep the charge with the younger generation coming up behind us and encouraging them to keep the charge, the command, and to glorify God. We are reminded in the book of Mark 16, verse 15. And Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Yes, beloved, we are living in a time and a season that we as born again believers of Christ have to be about our Father's business. Because Jesus said in his word, we must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Remember again what it says here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yes, people of God, we are called as believers in Christ to impact our world for Christ, regardless of the situations of life that we find ourselves in. So, child of God, this is a call to commitment. These are our marching orders. Yes, the spiritual war is on, even now in 2023. Question is, are you ready for a spiritual battle? You must put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles or the schemes of the devil. You must put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, your loins girded with truth. We must pick up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit as we bind and loose things in the earth. You see, this is the time to fulfill our Lord's command. Remember what 2 Timothy 3, verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Yes, the Apostle Paul has commanded Timothy here to turn away from these false teachers, those who have a form of godliness, a mere religion without power or spiritual life. That same command is passed on to us as believers in Christ in 2023. Remember, external opposition will happen because all this is done in order to bring distraction or to manipulate or to stop you from moving forward in the things of God. So we must be determined in our own mind to endure persecution, to endure cruel and unfair treatment, to endure persecution towards what we believe in. Be determined to stand on what you believe. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember what 2 Timothy 1 verse 12 said. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until that day. See, the Apostle Paul was encouraging Timothy here and letting him know that he must be persuaded in his own mind to stand on what he believed in. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a charge to keep, a command to uphold in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must preach the word of God in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. As a believer in Christ, you are accountable to the word of God, accountable to read God's word, accountable to study God's word and to meditate on the word of God, because the word of God will help us along our Christian journey. The word of God is already settled in heaven as well as on here, down here on earth. We must pray that our kingdom come and our will be done in heaven as well as here on planet earth. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, you have a charge to keep, and you also have a God to glorify in 2023. Paul encouraged us and he reminded us that he endured persecution, but out of them all, the Lord delivered him. Excuse me. And God is no respect of person. He did it for the Apostle Paul, and he's willing, ready, and able to do it for you as his child in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must endure sound doctrine, because there will come a time when those, even church folks, those even believers in Christ, will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Yes, believers in Christ, you must be ready at all times to confront the afflicted, because in this culture that we are living in, they are desperate to hear a word of hope. Are you willing to offer it to them? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we are filled with the Spirit of God, the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, which include male as well as female. It includes women also, as well as children. Yes, child of God, the God of the universe, He has seated us with Christ in heavenly places in order to reign with him, with Christ forever. So people of God, the day is coming quicker than we think when we will experience all that God has promised to us. That's why we know in parts. But when he comes back again, he will let us know the whole story. He is creating a new heaven and new earth, that which will be perfected, in which there will be no more suffering, no more death. And we shall live eternally, ruling and reigning with Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that will be Lord of lords and kings of kings, the one that made it possible for us to be back in right standing with God. Jesus, he's the way, the truth. He's the way and the truth forever and ever. So we are so thankful tonight and so grateful for everything that the Lord has done, is doing, and will do, even in the coming future. That's why it's good to put your hand in the Lord's hand, to look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. As I bring this teaching to a close, we are thankful and grateful for the word that went forth. We are thankful and grateful that God will not let his word return to him void. We are thankful and grateful for everything that he has done, is doing, and will do from this night forward, in Jesus' name. If you'd like to contact us, you can contact Lisa Tebow or myself, Dudley Tebow, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you would like to write to us, have the Lord impressed upon you to send a seed offering for the furtherance of the gospel, you can reach Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God's willing, Jesus tarry, by the use of the internet, we'll meet again on Friday at 6 p.m. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed, safe night. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer.